like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Oh boy, is it.
And it's time for A Star Is Born Again.
Whoa, yeah.
Fourth time. Yep. Started in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga.
Bradley Cooper.
Who also directed it.
Right, and he co-wrote it, too. I was afraid I was going to be disappointed, because sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Wrongamundo. It's one of the best films I've seen in years.
Linny, I thought I saw a tear in your eye.
Yeah, I got very emotional at the end of the film.
Sadly.
Yes. I think it's truly unique. It's a reflection of the great effort that Bradley Cooper put into this. He spent over 4 years working on this film. He learned how to play the guitar, the piano. He worked with a vocal coach to lower his voice an entire octave. He sounds like Sam Elliott, who plays his brother in this film.
And he's got that cowboy,
right.
Lou Besso, bad boy,
right.
Outlaw.
Exactly.
With the hat, the effort shows. But of course, in the end, all that matters is what's on the screen.
Right.
And what's on the screen is somewhat magical.
Because obviously the chemistry between Lady Gaga and Bradley contributes to the depth
yes.
of the love story.
Yes.
The expression in their eyes is so genuine.
And what about the music, Lenny? I mean, the first two stars are born were about Hollywood.
Right.
This one's about the music as yeah. Barbara Streisand's was.
Exactly. Scenes filmed at live concerts. I was so impressed with the fact that they did not lip sync the songs they were singing.
Oh, right.
They
yes.
were singing them live.
Yes.
And that made all the difference. Because it was so authentic.
This continues to be remade. It's a story not just about Hollywood, which may be the best known business in the world.
Right.
Rise and falling action, which happens to so many of the stars.
The film shows how the creation of image and making money can sometimes get in the way of the... They almost make a singer or performer into a product. One of the best examples in the film is Ali's relationship with her manager and his efforts to control the expression of her talent. It was most clearly demonstrated in the scene where she is performing on Saturday Night Live, this crazy costume on and they're dancing. It was so commercial. She has a lot more talent than what you're seeing there because it was all glitz.
They change it from a mousy brown, her hair. To what did you get? Fluorescent?
Like, yeah, it was fluorescent red.
I know. Makes me think that this probably is what happened to Lady Gaga with the dancers and the glitzy outfits.
Definitely.
And all the outrageous.
And she's a platinum blonde
right.
when she performs as Lady Gaga.
Right, right.
She's not terribly beautiful.
No, but...
But there's something so alluring about her face. And, you know, she's always making fun of her nose.
The Streisand
exactly.
kind of motif.
Cooper's character, Jackson Maine, is an alcoholic and heavily into drugs. Even before he meets up and fosters Ali's talent. His character is not a cliched alcoholic. You think that the love between Ali and Jackson could have saved him, but it's way too late. His star has risen. He's been very successful, but he also is suffering from tinnitus, which
yeah.
makes it hard
he's
to hear.
He's getting growing deaf, too.
As her star rises, he falls more deeply into addiction. But his self-destruction, I don't think, is a reflection of his jealousy of her success. He's had his day, which makes it even kind of sadder yeah. to watch him decline
you
and
know,
embarrass himself and Ali. I think it was the Grammy Awards.
Yes. You bring up a really good point, one that I've been rolling around in my head. In previous iterations of this story, there was a heavy emphasis on his jealousy. It's not quite as prominent in
no,
this.
No, I don't think he is jealous of her success. He's beyond help at that point, I think.
Bradley Cooper has taken a little bit of a change in this whole motif by emphasizing the fact that he has let himself go as opposed to his being jealous about the younger person whom he brought up.
Right.
It's the same old American dream story.
Mm-hmm.
In a world where drugs and alcohol are easily available and are easy ways out of the intense pressure, there's a lived-in quality of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're really there.
Yeah.
This is the way it is.
Right.
She gets a limo. She's brought to his concert.
Uh-huh.
Very possible that Lady Gaga will get an Oscar nomination. And very possible that he will get one, if not for acting, though I thought it was quite good, for directing.
Right.
Well, Linda Boss McClelland, the film is A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
What grade would you award it?
I would obviously give it an A+.
I would give it an A-. And hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.